Speaking of the linebacker.
Yeah, we're gonna move Jerry Franklin up.
What have you seen from him?
He's been, you know, we've seen him since the OTAs. He's a young guy. He's been working. He's active, and you know, he'll get some playing time certainly on special teams. Like him to be in Washington on Sunday.
Okay.
And starting with that, certainly, really to seriously answer your question, but he is I think this is going to be very good for us to kind of find out a little more about ourselves. Obviously, each and every week we do, but it'll kind of set a line for us on where we are as a football team to some degree. It's not all encompassing. Certainly, we still got to play the next game, you know, 2 weeks later. But I think coming out of the bye, it'll give us an opportunity to really evaluate our football team from, you know, from inside out in terms of our personnel and things we're doing schematically. And so, you know, we're hopeful that it'll be a good performance. You know, I think that's something that it's a very good question. I think an overall evaluation has to come really next week. You know, we've kind of been just a next man up. I think our special teams has been, you know, other than a couple of returns, has been good. You know, we're tackling well on special teams, and guys are active. We certainly can get better, but I think it's something that we certainly have to evaluate after the game on Sunday to really sit back and see where we are with our personnel, how we're moving people around. We got the right people in there in the right places, and so it's a good question that I don't think can be completely answered till after this week.
Is it important for some of these guys on Sunday to step up?
It always is, especially the young guys. The young guys got to step up and understand their role is critically important. You know, we're moving some people around. Jonathan Bostic certainly won't get the special teams work that he's had. You know, Jerry Franklin will have to step up, and the young guys that are in the game have got to step up and make sure they do their job. So, and then the guys who have been around have to do theirs as well. And that includes, you know, Robbie doing the kicking, and Adam's got to be great in his directional punting. All these things have to come together for us to do a good job and, you know, maintain the real estate that we've gained and make their offense go the long way down the field real estate wise and get them backed up. That's tentative right now. I mean, we'll see how it goes. We've got a plan to do a couple of different things, and I'll just leave it at that until Sunday. But you know, he's ready to play an entire game, and you know, we'll based on our packages, you know, we'll see. Yeah, I haven't counted or looked at anything relative to that. I think we've had some big plays. I think we've taken our shots, and again, I don't get too caught up in that. Just, you know, I get caught up in more, are we finishing drives, and, you know, why didn't we finish three drives last week? Well, we had a penalty on one and we couldn't recover. You know, we had two negative plays on screens, which we couldn't get it done. We missed on a fourth down. We couldn't get it done. And it's those types of things. And if we're not completing drives, why aren't we completing them? And how we get down the field isn't quite as important. It certainly helps to be able to use the entire field vertically and the entire field horizontally. And, you know, our offense is put together to be able to do that. I'm not sure where we are. Again, it's another good question. To better answer, you know, during the bye week and when we really look hard at where we are.